Public school students across Texas this week received the results of their STAR tests. That's STAAR, State of Texas Assessment of Academic Readiness. It's a standardized test, and standardized testing has become a divisive topic in education circles recently, with administrators, teachers, parents, and of course students questioning the role that standardized testing has assumed in the educational system. One Northeast Texas administrator achieved a little unintended notoriety recently when he posted an open letter to the school district's website criticizing, in blunt terms, existing standardized testing practices. Paris ISD Superintendent Paul Jones put the letter up on the school's website recently.
The thought process behind this was, you know, scores are coming out next week, and let's just get a note out to the parents and say, hey, kids are much more than a test one time a year, and we focus on them from the beginning of the school year to the end, and let's look at growth. Let's not look at just kids, how they perform on a standardized test one day out of the year, because we know some kids aren't good test takers. So many adults aren't good test takers. And so that was kind of my intent, just getting a letter out to parents, you know, no matter what the results come out, your kids are getting quality education here at Paris ISD.
Jones says that across Texas, a number of administrators have presented similar messages to parents about the standardized tests. Here's a statement from the letter. These assessments do not reflect the quality of teaching or learning in our classrooms. Instead, they reflect a punitive, one-size-fits-all test-driven system. The message got passed around on social media and eventually caught the attention of Dallas Morning News education reporter Jeffrey Weiss. Weiss had a couple of blog posts about the letter. Jones says the letter was not an exercise in preemptive excuse-making, attempting to minimize the significance of anticipated bad results. Instead, he felt the need to point out that in his view, standardized testing has assumed a disproportionately large role in the overall assessment process.
You know, that was one of my intentions of releasing the letter before the scores came out. I think if I would have waited after the scores came out and we had low scores, people would have just said, hey, he's just trying to make excuses. And it's not about excuses. I mean, that's what testing and accountability is for, is to find your weaknesses and areas where you need to improve. And that's what we need to use the data for.
Jones said that most of the feedback that he's received has been supportive of his statements. He read me one letter that came from a student's grandmother.
I read your newsletter that was posted on Facebook. I'm so appreciative of everything you said. The government has forgotten the students as individuals. I only wish more administrators would recognize this and take charge. My granddaughter makes straight A's in fifth grade, but was 1 point off passing the reading test. Her parents received a letter in the mail saying she would fail if she didn't pass the STAR test next time it was given. Really, I saw a happy little girl's face change from big smile to scared and discouraged face, full of tears in a matter of seconds. Her mom was furious at the school, and I was heartbroken for my grandchild.
Jones says that employees of local school districts can be in a rough position when angry parents don't understand where the rules are coming from and who made them.
You know, that school is taking the heat for that, but that school is just following legislative mandate.
Here's one more statement from the letter. Although the data from this assessment will help us know when to offer enrichment or intervention, we will use the state assessment for the purpose the original assessment system was created, a diagnostic tool for identifying areas of concern as well as strengths. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.